It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. This is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Week six of football is in the books. Now it's time to get ready for week seven, and there's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week seven, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code KSN. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, which means we enter into the studio Ross Tucker. And Ross, I tell you what, I always love your enthusiasm for the game of football. I'm not sure, though, that you could match me this week. To me, this feels like Christmas week.
Oh, man. Jim, I'm so fired up. it's a triple header week for me. I did Bills Chiefs on Monday, Giants Eagles Thursday night, and I'll be doing Army and Mercer noon on Saturday. And I'm so happy the game got moved up to noon, Jim, because that means as soon as I hop in the car after the game to drive back to Harrisburg, I will be listening to Steve Jones, Jack Ham. I will listen to the entire game, maybe get back in time to watch the end of it. And then I always record it and go back and watch it again. And looking forward to it. Well, actually, that will be the first time I'll watch it. But it's kind of funny sometimes to listen to the game and then to watch it, you know, because you have one image in your mind of how it went and then you see it and maybe I see it a little bit differently or would have called it a little bit differently. But it's going to make that drive back from West Point Saturday a heck of a lot better for me. And so I'll kind of be able to run through the game twice, once just the audio version and once the video version. So I'm loving it. It's timing out perfectly for me, Jim.
All right, I'm just going to remind you, Ross, nice and steady on the road. Don't get too excited while driving, all right? We don't want any accidents. And by the way, Steve Jones and Jack Ham are really good. They are very good announcers. I think Penn State fans are very lucky to have them. All right, let's talk about the game, Ross. And so much went on this week, starting with the news that Journey Brown not only will miss this game, but most likely be out for the season. Then we had the depth chart released, and there were some surprises there. Just overall, your thoughts going into this first game with Indiana on the road with all of that going on with this Penn State team.
Right. Well, and I think from a big picture perspective, Jim, I think people – I'm not sure people understand, like, this is a really good Army team. I mean, Army – this is a really good Indiana team, I think. I mean, this is not Rutgers or even Maryland or certainly not, like, the Kent States of the world. Like, this is a real legitimate opponent. I mean, I believe – on the DraftKings Sportsbook app that Penn State's about a 6-point favorite, which just goes to tell you, like, this is going to be a tough game for the Nittany Lions. We'll get more into that in a little bit, but I just wanted to make sure people are aware of that. I think because Indiana's only ever beaten Penn State once, people don't think it can happen. It can happen. I mean, I'm nervous about every game ever, but I'm a little bit nervous about this one. Especially because, yeah, I think you can make a strong argument that Penn State will be without their best defensive player and their best offensive player, not just for this game, but for the entire season, unfortunately. We knew about Micah Parsons. You know, we've talked about that quite a bit. The Journey Brown news. First of all, I get very concerned when I see a medical ailment, medical issue out for the season. You know, we don't know what that is, Jim. You know, no inside information, obviously. I almost would like it better if they just told me it was a sprained ankle or, you know, or even a torn ligament. You know, I don't know what the medical issue is. So first and foremost, I think all of us, and I know you tweeted this from the Keystone Sports Network Twitter account, you know, I think first and foremost, our thoughts are with Journey, and hopefully whatever the issue is, it can get resolved. Hopefully he can get better, and hopefully he's going to be okay and have a long, productive life. And if he can come back to playing football again, that'd be awesome. Because like we said, we're kind of limited with the information that we have right now. So that's the first thing I would say about it. Second thing I would say is it really hurts, right? I mean, he was electric in the second half of the year last year. You think about some of the runs he had against Ohio State in the bowl game. You know, I know we've talked about it previously. Dane Brugler from The Athletic, who I think is the best draft analyst there is, had him as the number one rated running back in the country, number one rated draft prospect running back. So it's extremely unfortunate. And I said this to somebody else, I think it was Adam Rittenberg on my podcast, the guy who covers the Big Ten. You know, I really felt like this was the year that Penn State was going to beat Ohio State. And I still think that they might. And we'll talk about that next week. You know, that was kind of before they didn't have Micah Parsons, Journey Brown, and it wasn't going to be a true whiteout game and the second game of the year. I still think they can get it done, but certainly that changes things. The one silver lining, or maybe two, but one for sure that I would say, Jim, is that both of the positions where they lost guys, Micah and Journey, they're pretty deep there. You know, we've talked about the linebackers quite a bit. They still have at least four good ones that we know about. And who knows what Charlie Catcher and Curtis Jacobs can do. And then for running back, Noah Cain's kind of a known commodity. And you know how I feel, Jim, about Devin Ford. That's my guy. I said that when I saw his high school video. I think he has a chance to be really, really special. And I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do with this opportunity. And the way these Penn State running backs have been recently, I wouldn't be surprised if Keziah Holmes or Kayvon Lee can contribute and play well. I mean, that's been the track record for freshman Penn State running backs recently.
Did you see the video last week of Keziah Holmes? Number 26 he's wearing, and he hurdles a defender, and this was in a practice. If you haven't seen it yet, Ross, go find it. Very impressive. You would have thought you were watching Saquon Barkley. All right, let's talk about a little bit this first game against Indiana. As you mentioned, Ross, they are not a pushover. This is not playing Rutgers or Kent State. Add into that everything else that has gone on. First of all, to everybody across the country with the COVID and no spring practice and several new coaches. If I were an outsider looking at this from a national perspective, I would very much have Penn State on upset alert here playing this first game at Indiana. How concerned are we?
I would say very concerned. Now, I still think Penn State has a good team. I still think Penn State's the better team and that they have more talent. You know, maybe you could argue that they benefit a little bit from it being the first game in the sense that Indiana won't really know how they're going to utilize some of these guys on offense with Kirk Ciarrocca. You can look at what Kirk Ciarrocca did at Minnesota, Jim. He didn't really have a tight end. So that changes a lot because Freiermuth is the main guy for Penn State in the passing game. So I don't know that Indiana has a great feel for what Penn State's going to do with Freiermuth. And so between that and no Journey Brown and Parker Washington, the true freshman, being in the starting lineup. I guess I just think that there's a lot of opportunity for Penn State to kind of catch Indiana off guard a little bit. Now, listen, even if you have the same coaches, you can come up with new stuff. They've had like 10 months. I mean, they've had a long time, right? So Indiana probably came up with some new stuff as well. But I think ultimately I feel good about Penn State. And I got to be honest with you, I feel good that Parker Washington is listed as a starter. You know, that means he's ahead of guys like Daniel George and some of these other, like TJ Jones and other guys that that have been in the program. That speaks very well of Parker Washington. And then even defensively, we kind of know what Keaton Ellis and Marquise Wilson can do. So Joey Porter Jr. being a starter, that's really exciting because it makes you think, all right, he must really have taken the next step and really played well. So I look at those as positives, and those get me excited. I mean, they now have a couple of big-time physical corners in Castro Fields and Porter. Those are physically imposing guys. My guess is that either Ellis or Marquise Wilson ends up being the nickelback, and that because those guys are a little bit smaller and quicker, they liked those guys in that role, like you know, like John Reed used to do at times.
All right. Well, it's time now, Ross. As you alluded to earlier, our DraftKings line, we saw it is at 6 points as we record, down from 6.5 points. The over-under is at 59 right now. So it's time for you to make your pick for the game. Give us your score and also your bold prediction.
Okay. I think it's a I think it's a nail biter, Jim. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think it's a back and forth affair. I think it's a close game. I think there's a decent amount of points. If we've seen anything in college football in the NFL, is that coming back from COVID first game, the offenses are ahead of the defenses. So I think it's a great game. I think Penn State ultimately has one more score late in the game than do the Hoosiers. So either Sean Clifford drives for the game-winning score or Penn State stops Phoenix and Indiana late. 34-30, Penn State wins an awesome opener to the 2020 college football season.
Wow. Close one. And I assume your bold prediction is that late drive or late defense to win the game.
Yep.
All right. That's it for quarter number two. Stick around. In quarter number three, we're going to ask Ross.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Get in on all the football action. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.